Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 5 p.m. amid opposition protests over alleged police action against students during the protest on the NEET issue. Earlier, the House was adjourned several times amid repeated disruptions as Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh introduced the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill proposes stricter penalties including imprisonment of up to 10 years, fines up to 10 crore rupees, confiscation of properties of convicted offenders, special fast-track courts, completion of investigations within 2 months and trials within 3 months of filing the charge sheet. Speaker Om Birla and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged members to allow discussion on the bill, saying 6 hours had been allotted and 91 amendments had been received.
I would like to thank you for providing adequate time for discussion on this very important bill. A large number of amendment notices have also been submitted, which clearly shows that many members wish to express their views on this significant legislation. We have also assured the House that sufficient time will be given for the discussion. Then why are they raising slogans and trying to disrupt the debate? The entire nation, especially the youth, is closely watching these proceedings. I once again request the Congress Party to counsel its members so that we can begin a meaningful discussion on the bill.
News just in, Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned several times till 5:15 p.m. amid protests over the same issue. Earlier, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, moved the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 for discussion. The bill seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Jan Gan Man. The Supreme Court today asked the Uttar Pradesh government to include a forensic auditor in the Special Investigation Team, SIT, constituted by the state to investigate the allegations of embezzlement of donations received by the Ram Temple Trust in Ayodhya. The court also directed the SIT to submit a status report regarding its ongoing investigation. During the hearing, Solicitor General of India Tushar Mehta, appearing for the UP government, told the Apex Court that an SIT has been constituted, headed by Inspector General of Police, for the Lucknow Range, S. Kiran. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the Ukrainian Ambassador, Dr. Alexandra Polishchuk, following the attack on commercial vessel MV Omorafi, in which an Indian national was killed. Conveying its serious concern over the incident, the ministry condemned such attacks on commercial shipping in the strongest terms, underscoring their adverse impact on the safety of maritime navigation, freedom of navigation, and international commerce. A deep depression over the northwest bay of Bengal has triggered widespread torrential rainfall across Orissa, disrupting normal life and raising concerns over flash floods and inundation. The Met Department has issued a red color warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall in the state today. Several districts have recorded exceptionally heavy precipitation, with low-lying areas submerged and transport services affected. In Jammu and Kashmir, a fresh landslide today blocked the 250-kilometer strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway in the Udhampur district, while the main bridge in the Doda district was temporarily closed to vehicular movement after suspected cracks triggered a safety inspection. A fresh batch of 3,823 Amarnath pilgrims was allowed to cross the affected stretch after authorities restored one-way traffic on the highway. In Assam, the flood situation has improved as flood waters have receded in most of the affected areas. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and ended 1% higher. Sensex climbed 776 points to close at 76,836, while the Nifty rose 229 points to settle at 23,996. On to sports. In ISSF Shooting World Cup, India's Isha Singh grabbed the gold in the women's 25-meter pistol event in China today. She upstaged Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar, who took the bronze to complete a double podium finish for India. And two-time Olympian Sajan Prakash qualified for the men's 200-meter butterfly final after finishing as the sixth fastest swimmer overall in the heats at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow today. The Indian finished second in Heat 2 behind Scotland's Duncan Scott, earning a place in the 8-man final slated later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.